Blog Talk Radio.
WD Smith B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
All right, all right, all right. You are live on BWD Radio with me, your host, Ms. V. You can call and listen in. Hit the digits, 347-237-4501. Or you can also listen in directly via the player. The link is on our timeline at BWD underscore or BWD Promotions. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Every Thursday, you can catch me live, as well as listen to all past shows via our on-demand playback at bwdradio.com. Live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7. That's right, 24/7 nonstop music variety station, no commercials. Only the hottest indie music artists of today. Do you have a favorite indie artist on BWD Radio? I know you do. Be sure to submit your song requests. Show support for them. And support us supporting the hottest indie artists of today. Give us a follow. Give us a like on Facebook at BWD Radio. And on Twitter, BWD Radio underscore. Tonight in about 10-15 minutes, I will be joined by the versatile artist, Miss Tamara Bubble. I definitely have some bubble on deck. We're going to definitely get some out there and want you to listen to this awesome woman's versatility in hip-hop, rap, and R&B. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. We consider, support, and play all genres of music. That's right, worldwide, all genres of music. You know, we have reggae, EDM, dance, hip-hop, rap, even gospel, and rock, you name it, we do it. We play it, all right? Number one, variety. Absolutely. Take BWD Radio on the go with you by downloading. You can download our mobile app, Tot, got an awesome design. If nothing else, you can and look at it. You can download that on iTunes or Google Play, or you can just grab the app by the direct links on bwdradio.com. Or if you have, you know, cause some people do not like to download apps, and that's understandable. But if you either have the TuneIn app already installed, pre-installed on your phone, or you can download the app, just do a search for BWD Radio, and we'll come up. And we'll be streaming live, all right? That's what's up. Oh, a little tip, one-on-one social media. I try to give a tip, not every Thursday, but I try to. This tip has to do with social media. You know, if you want to be showed love of a retweet on Twitter, you know, you want to be remembered, okay? But you don't want to be consistently tagging a user, because you will be remembered, but you will not be remembered in the way that you think. but if you want to be showed love of a retweet on Twitter, I'd have to say it's like a 50-50. 50% of the time it depends on how creative you are versus just now following. But, if you say something superb without, no promo link, no hashtag, and you're already following us and you acknowledged it, we'll retweet based on that. If you want promo, then cough up a few dollars and get quality promo. If you can't drop $20 and invest in yourself to get, promo, major promo for a month, that's just crazy. That's just crazy. Then you're in the wrong business. Definitely, if you want to be showed love on retweets on Twitter, just go about it the right way, And as the saying goes, if in doubt, shut your mouth, but that would go on the keyboard. So if you don't text, then go next. I don't know. I had to kind of come up with that last minute. I was trying to go with the rhyming thing. Not sure how that turned out, but it's all good. Anyways, I'm going to warm things up with my boy Shrizzo with Poke It Out. Poke it out.
Stereo music power. Get ready, just poke it out and hold steady. Get ready, poke it out, hold steady. Poke it out, get ready.
All right, all right, all right. You know. I have four tracks. I have four tracks. And you know, Tamara Bubble on Deck, she's been doing her thing. And you know what? I'm going to back it on up until I get with her. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and start. This is one of her first singles that I know BWD Radio had started to pick up. And then she had released three other singles. So we're going to get in there, you know, when she arrives. She's in the building. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and start and pull them pants up.
Yo. Why your pants that low? You look mad funny. What, you want my number? That's cute.
Where did you get that from?
Where?
Who taught you that?
Your pants look like they might.
Tamara, what's good, girl?
Hey, bubble on deck.
Oh, girl, I got mad love for you. I got mad love for you this evening. You know, some of the art, some are, you know, including yourself, some of the artists that have been rolling with BWD Radio for the past several years. It's really important to myself, and I'm sure to the artists as well and the listeners, that they realize how much an artist has grown, just evolved, period. So I just rolled out that Pull Them Pants Up. That was the first single I recall. And then also on deck we have Living It Up, and then Cut the Check was released, and then your current release, which is Just Say No. And we're gonna feed them a little bit of everything. We got Bubble.
Cool.
We definitely have some Bubble on deck. So let's go ahead and jump right in. I'm not sure how is your time for us to throw some singles in between. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. We're good.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. All right. So you just recently dropped the Just Say No, given our ears definitely the versatility with your talent, chart crossovers, infusions of rap, hip-hop, as well as R&B. When did you actually begin your music career, or just realized that you wanted to just be involved entertainment-wise in the music industry?
I would say like 5 years ago. It was at a photo shoot. Initially, I was doing the acting and the modeling. I wasn't even doing music yet. And at the photo shoot, they introduced me to a producer. I sung for him. He said that I could sing, but he asked me if I sung right. And I looked at him and I told him I do now. I went home that night. I wrote like 10 songs in 2 hours. And I've been pursuing music ever since. I've been hooked since then.
Wow. And you could see it. You know, you could definitely see it. I mean, my all-time favorite is Living It Up. I don't know why. It's just, I think it's like just, I think it's got like that, you know, the hip-hop rap and dance in it. So, you know, it's just so upbeat. When I be jamming that on the live shows, my head be bobbing, just so you know. My head be bobbing. But, you know, Ms. V, she tripping all the time. Anyways, so what or when exactly was it that, you know, that jump-started your career? Was it maybe some of your musical influences by growing up?
Let me see. I have so many musical influences. I've just listened to so many different genres of music. But let me see. When it comes to jazz, I would say Lena Horne, Ella Fitzgerald. Well, Ella Fitzgerald is the reason why I scat to this day. Like, I watch her on YouTube. She's just amazing. Her voice is crazy. When it comes to rap, Biggie Smalls, his flow, like his storytelling, like he really actually, for me as a female rapper, I feel like we don't get that much credit. But he just forced me to pay attention to the lyrics and to just kind of concentrate on that and not focus so much on just the physical aspect, which most people think that's what women, female rappers do. Like they just want to look good or they just want to rap about their body or whatever. Let me see. I love harmony, and I listen to like all of the gospel and R&B groups from the 90s. Let me see. 702, Brownstone, SWV, En Vogue, you name it. If it was a female or male group, Dodeci, Boyz II Men, all of those groups. I just listen to all of those harmonies, and I love the harmonies in music, and so I try to stick them in a lot of my songs. I've had a ton of influences, and just stage performance, and just being on stage and pop in general with Michael Jackson. So he's probably one of the biggest influences as far as an entertainer for me.
Wow, that's what's up. That's what's up. You know, that's a legend right there. You know, here it is. How many years now? R.I.P.
Yeah.
You know, he's up in heaven, He's up in heaven rocking God out, but, you know, still to this day, I mean, his music is just, you know, legendary. It's just going to live on and on. Now, you have been evolving as an artist that you just keep growing and growing every year, as I'd mentioned at the beginning. But how would you describe your music for the public audience if they've never heard or seen of Tamara Bubble until today?
If I had 3 words to describe it, I would say powerful, comical, and sexy. Like my concepts. I think that's kind of the biggest thing, or I guess what I would say sets me apart from, like, other entertainers. I just, like, I love to laugh and smile. That's kind of how I got the name Bubble. So a lot of my songs are, like, joking. Even if there's, like, a serious subject, I'm kind of a lot of times joking, or you hear me laughing on the track a lot of times, too, because I'm just having fun recording it. I would say powerful just because of the seriousness of some of my songs, too, because, like, you know, whether it's about murder or whether it's about, you know, jail time or whatever the subject is, I will take that serious subject and try to tackle it because it's a conversation that needs to be had. So, and then sexy, you know, I think women should definitely embrace their sexy and play it, play it up. So
right.
I don't hide that. So, yeah, that's, if you've never heard my music, that's probably those three adjectives are definitely a good place to start.
Yeah, I agree. And you're right. You know, women are just not given enough credit. And unfortunately, and I've seen it over the years, I'll hear a hot track, but what happens is then they just kind of like fade away. They kind of drop off. So, and that's a shame because it does, a woman has to work harder to get recognized in this industry, you know, and it's a shame that it is that way. But you've got the right mentality because you're staying on it. You're not just giving up and, you know, you're staying on it and you're always staying fresh and you're always putting something, you know, new out there. But you're also giving it enough time, you know, for, you know, the listeners to actually, you know, spend time with your singles as well. As well as also, I meant to ask you too, where are you originally from and where do you hail now?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Shout out to Fort Greene. And I am right now currently in Charlotte, North Carolina. I started my entertainment company down here, so I was visiting a lot at first. and then, you know, it just kind of made sense. When I was doing a lot of promotions in the South, and so it just made sense to kind of chill out here, have a second home base when I'm in the South. So, yeah, we're in Charlotte right now. Shout out to Charlotte because they've been showing me mad love, so.
Oh, man, that's great. Outstanding. In fact, let's go ahead and feed them a little taste of your next single, which is Living It Up. You want to go ahead and take us on in it?
Yep. Hey, it's your girl, Smile Bubble, live with Miss V on BWD Radio. You're living it up, Bubble on deck.
What up, people? This is your girl, Tamara Bubble, and you better keep it locked to the hottest station on the planet, BWD Radio, with the one and only Miss V. Hey, yo, Miss V, you better show them how we do. Bubble on deck. Yeah.
Hey, 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 play with you. I'll be back soon. Keep the baby blue. Sexy for no reason. Let the lady go.
waiting for that two-step. Move. Watch this. Bubble on step. Bubble on step. Move.
And there's that laugh, Tamara.
I can't help it. I'm just such a giggly person. Like, I'm just having a smile and having a good time.
You know, that's what's up, and it shows, and you could tell it's natural, it's not forced or anything, so I think that's great. It really does. Now, you've opened for various artists, and you've released, as we spoke, numerous singles. Now, I'm sure it's going to be hard for you to actually choose, because you've had quite a few accomplishments, you know, but... what's that one, what do you feel has been that greatest accomplishment or achievement, or even if it's just a moment that sticks to the forefront of your mind thus far as an artist?
I would have to say the nominations and awards that I got at the All-Star Music Awards. I got, like, I think it was 2013, I got nominations, and I won Album of the Year. It's an independent, awards. Ceremony, and it was just dope just to be, you know, acknowledged by your peers and stuff. Like, a lot of times, I don't know if artists starting out, if they care about that at the forefront, just like how the industry is receiving you and just what people think about your work. And I mean, I think that's a good sign, because like the following year I actually got 5 nominations and I think I got spoiled. So I'm working on a new EP now. We're gonna try to continue it. I just want the quality out there, and as long as my fans are appreciating my music and my versatility, I'm not going anywhere. I love doing music, and I just like the feedback and the support that I'm getting. It's been dope so far. So, yeah.
Yeah, and so it should be. It's well deserved. You know, you're one of a few artists. In fact, when I was doing an interview on Thursday, you know, I even said it on there. You're one of, you know, a few artists that, you know, I'm surprised, for one, hasn't totally popped yet and blew up. And you know, and then there's that other side that, you know, I'm sure hoping that it does for you. You know what I mean? Because I would definitely be happy for y'all. All right, so that the listeners can get another feel of your music and your lyrical style and your sound.
Yep.
I'm gonna go ahead and swing right into this. Cut the Check. What inspired this track?
That song was actually produced by DJ Malone out of Chicago, and that track just came about because I get like a lot of requests for collabs and stuff, and like a lot of the artists, we find out when we talk to them a little bit more about what their project is, what they want to do, what they're actually how do I say? I'm be nice. They're not as serious as I am about this, and I feel like how you were saying earlier that, you know, some artists, they come and go so much in this industry, especially like independent artists. Like, one week they're a rapper, next week they quit, next week they came back, next week. So it's just like, you know, I like to work with artists that are just as serious as me, and they're planning on moving the track as much as I am. And so that song just came about because of the beat. I felt like the track, when I heard the track, I thought it was dope, but I thought it was too big for me. Like, I thought it was a track that a guy should rap on. And so that's why I took it, and that's why I felt like I should murder it, so to speak. So I definitely wanted to represent for the ladies lyrically, and that's what it was. It was just kind of saying, like, hey, you could be rich. We both could be rich. Let's put our minds together. Let's put our money together. We're going to do a collab. Cut the check. You got to invest in yourself. You got to invest in your career. Let's do this. Bubble on deck.
That's what's up. Cut the check, girl.
Hey, I'm alone. This beat too big for me. I'm being mighty. But to be on the streets talking, they were saying you was holding out, waiting for the hottest. See, in FMC, there is lyrically, I empty the clip and go off floor. Bubble on deck, cause I show my floor. I'm reckless with it, I spit bars for you, ish brick. And I start your best hit. I can take charge back credit, cause your favorite stars are dim wit. Well, I'm a music problem and a fashion icon. But I don't rock name brand unless it's my name, and all you hungry artists are after King Star. So I put you on. I wanna feature. Be the worst move ever, get body by a girl on your beat, bruh.
But I know you wanna collab with me though.
How you gonna teach me how to flow when I bleed every month? Straight shooter, no wings, cause I'm blind. Pink lips, nice teeth on a jumper with a name like Bubble, best believe I got a bump. Fucking stunt in a Honda, way front in the Audi. To the repo man, show up with his tow truck, stop by nigga D Audi, please. Ain't no pimp, just a pedophile on steroid. But your profile status from your Android, posting that boy toys. Mean little boys, put on my boy shorts, but not for little boys. For your little man, unless you little then. Never mind, just another greasy slime, couldn't get it up with his little hands. Ah.
Yo, P, he call you yet?
Cut the check.
Yo, I don't know why he keeps hitting me up talking about when we gonna collab if you don't got no budget. And invest in your career, bruh.
Yo.
By the way, I don't name drop, I lame drop. Your label did when that album flopped. Some groovies did when you thought you was popping. Can't believe you thought you was hot then. Now or never, homie, it's now never mind. I can write the raps for you, it's not a better time. Obviously, you can't press rewind, yo. Have you checked out your hairline? Ha! To the bank, cut some braids. Nope, I ain't on my face. Go figure, probably a fake dealer. Funny looking Millie Vanilli looking. Funny, I can tell you what's feeling me from the ceiling. Head to toe, blow, blow, rhymes and more. I got bars for days. Cash, check, or credit, just gotta get paid.
Yo, I can keep going if you want me to. Ah, nah, we already gave him three verses. He good. Hold up, King. Let me sing something. Then you can mix it down.
Man, Tamara, those lyrics, I mean, they are like 100, I mean, all the way, because, you know, you got social media and everybody, you know, they type up their bios and, you know, everybody's this and everybody's that, or they name drop. Listen, if someone's name dropping all over their bio, like, oh, I produce this for so-and-so and so-and-so and so, come on. You know, that should be your first tip. Some people just look at it and be blindsided and be like, oh, cool, they know this person. And it's like, you know, that's why I continue to do what I do. I love to support the indie artists, you know. But, you know, here's my quick take, though, is you need to listen to interviews like tonight's interview with Tamara, because you're also going to hear things as a new artist, because don't think that people aren't looking and they ain't knowing that you're faking it until you make it, okay? Come on, if you've been doing this for 10 to 15 years, you're faking it until you make it, and don't think people will take your money. But don't think that people don't know and you ain't looking like a fool a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you have people that are in the industry for, you know, well over a decade. So, you know, artists like yourself, you can definitely tell that you're not faking it. I mean, your music's quality and the lyrics are dope. So, I mean, and I know I try to show as much love as I can. And the other thing you mentioned, too, in your lyrics in that track was you mentioned about dropping promotion on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're like, you know, but see, a lot of artists won't do that. They won't even drop a dollar, $20 a month for a major promo. Then it's like, then you're not in the right business, because the places that show love like me, it costs to keep up and running and support an artist. You know what I mean? You know, so your lyrics in that Cut the Check, just, you know, people really need to like listen to that a few times, because your lyrics are just right on point. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Yeah.
So anyways, go ahead. Tamara, were you saying something in the that pause on the radio was sometimes?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, like, well, to your point, the one, the name dropping, like I see a lot of artists, like, they'll take a picture with a another artist that's more, you know, well known, but then they try to act like they doing business or networking with them, and they know they're approaching. They know they're approaching with some, like, fan stuff, like, yo, can I get a picture with you? And then they try to spin it online, like, they're doing major things with this person. It's like, come on, you know what it is.
I know exactly what you're talking about. But that's just it. They think that people don't know. I mean, this is, what, the 21st century? Come on. I mean, this is just, it's just crazy. Or the other thing they do is when they're next to them, they pull out their phone like they're exchanging numbers. I'm like,
I got here.
You know, I
yeah.
mean, that'd be case sometimes. But listen, if you have to flaunt it like that, I mean, there's just several things that just give you away. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you just people, these artists, they just live in their dream world. You know, and it just is what it is. It's a shame. It's a shame though that they're like that, because some of them are just such con artists, you know, and use people, and that's a shame. But as the saying goes, only God can judge us, and you know what? You're right. When you get to that gate, you will be judged. But, yeah, I really, really love, I'd have to say, lyrically, that is one of my favorite tracks from you. Now, sound-wise, Living It Up. I don't know why, I head bob to that baby. I don't know. It's just it's uplifting.
You don't even have to explain it. I understand.
You're bubbly in it. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, all right. So your latest track, Just Say No. What, you know, what can the listeners expect from this track based, you know, after what we've just heard?
It's a complete 180 from all the rapping. This is solely R&B. I just wanted to, like, make a little track for the couples out there. You know, it's cuffing season. It's winter. Don't nobody want to find out that their significant other is cheated. So this song was just about that. Like, just say no. I feel like one of the hardest things to do is to be in a committed relationship. It's so easy to just, like, you know, be like, I'm going to, you know, do my little single thing. I'm a rock and do what I want to do. But when you love somebody and you figure, like, you're going to make that commitment to them, you got to honor that, like, or just don't be in a relationship. So that's why I did this song. It's like, just say no. If sex is your drug, just say no. So just don't cheat, or else don't be in a relationship. So,
you know, and you know, I got to put in my 411 there. And, you know, it's about, I think it's either 45 or 55% of marriages, you know, fail because of the internet, because of social media, because of porn. Wow. Some are addicted to porn. Yeah, some are addicted to porn so much that's where the majority of the relationships fail. And it's sad. It is sad. So I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. You know, if you're committed, you're committed, because that few minutes with somebody else isn't worth losing everything you got, especially if they're a great person. So Tamara, EP, you were discussing EP. Why don't you go ahead and let us know, you started to discuss that. You dropped an official music video for the Just Say No, but go ahead and let us know. You have any live events, other videos, and you did mention the EP. Why don't you go ahead and share?
Definitely. Right now, I'm currently promoting Living It Up. It's a 6-track EP. It's on my official website, TamaraBubble.com. It's on iTunes, all the digital retailers. But I'm also working on, I got the follow-up project coming later this year. By the way, shout out to Crazy Biggs. He's based out of Charlotte. He produced the entire Live It Up EP, and he's producing my entire upcoming EP. It is untitled. It is bananas. I'm just going to say that. Like, I feel like it's my best work to date. And I'm really excited about it. It's coming later this year. I just released a new video. It's called Bubble Mania. It's like a freestyle video. More rap, and it's just like a mashup of rap and wrestling. So if you're interested, definitely check that out on my YouTube. It's a channel. And yeah, we're just working. I love doing the videos and stuff. We got a whole lot more coming. I'm performing in Southport, North Carolina. I believe it's the first week in April. But all the upcoming shows on my official website, TamaraBubble.com. If you click on tour, that's TamaraB BUBBLE.com and click on tour. And, yeah, those dates will pop right up. Come check me out live. You know, I definitely do a lot more than you see in the videos and stuff. We get bubbly live. We get turned up. So come check me out. Check out the videos. And, yes, support your girl.
You know, that's outstanding, too. You know, and you're right. You did a full 360. I was so surprised when I first listened to it because I wasn't expecting R&B. You know what I mean? So it was just phenomenal because it kind of just it blew me. I was like, wow, that's versatile mm-hmm. for you. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, so before we go ahead and before you bounce on out of here, why don't you go ahead and take some time shout out, contact for booking, features, collabs, yada, you know the drill.
Yeah.
Anything we missed?
I'll take care of it all. I want to first and foremost thank you guys for the platform. BWD Radio has been supporting me from the beginning, and I really appreciate it. Thanks to the fans, they've been rocking with me too. Like, I don't know if they think I'm dragging my foot. I'm just trying to pace the singles and stuff and make sure that everybody hears it before I just jump on the next song because I have the music. Like, I have so many songs written and stuff. So I want them to know that I'm working. It's there. I'm just trying to make sure I take my time and promote it. And we come in. We ain't going nowhere. Bubble on deck. Shout out to my management, Pizza Management. He's working so hard. Like, it's not just me working. I need y'all to know. I got people that really support the Bubble. And my management is definitely one of them. Shout out to everybody rocking with me. We're going to keep doing it. The DJs, other radio stations, magazines, like all the publications, the bloggers, everybody that's supporting me, I'm not going anywhere. So if you're not supporting me yet, you know, get ready. There's another room on the bandwagon for you too, boo. Bubble on deck.
Hey, you know, speaking of EP, because these four tracks, you know, they're out there, they're catchy. Are you going to include them on the EP so they don't get dropped off?
Yeah, those are actually on the Living It Up EP, Just Say No. I actually have a couple more singles that I'm going to promote off of Living It Up before I go to the next EP. So right now, Living It Up is the move. Check that out. It's a 6-track EP on my official website. And, that's the plan.
That's what's up. You know, you keep doing you, we'll keep supporting you, and that's what time it is. All right, well, you know, it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure, Tamara, always. And for as long as you're rocking, we're going to be rocking along with you. Well, go ahead, before you leave out, go ahead and take us into this Just Say No, or if you have something to say about it first.
I just want to give a shout out to all the cheaters. I dedicate these bars, this song to the cheaters. I wrote this for you so you can rethink what you're about to do. Just say no. Just say no. Run away from it. All that temptation. But on deck, just say no.
That's what's up. Catch you on the flip side, girl.
All right, bye.
Hey, you love me, right? You know I'm gonna be on tour for a while. You gonna be good to me? Okay.
First of all, she don't really want you like you think she do. She's jealous of the beauty that comes home to you.
I just say no to Mary Bubble. She's doing her thing. In fact, we didn't mention it, but she is in February's BWD magazine. She's featured in there. So be sure to check that out, bwdmagazine.com. Also be on the lookout for March's issue. Our issues are digital and print. They drop on the 5th of every month. It's always a free read. That's right. It's a variety of music, news, entertainment, lifestyle, health, you name it. BWD, we're known. That's what it's, we're known for, BWD, variety. All right? That's what it means to us. So be sure to check that feature out on Tamara. Make sure you follow her movement. I'm gonna bounce on out of here, and I'm gonna leave you with my boy Rhyme Scheme, who was interviewed last Thursday. It's also been on his grind. BOP, Business Over a Pleasure. He's also been on one of BWD magazine's covers. Also, I believe he was featured. Also, I noticed, too, you know, be sure to take pride in your interviews. Most interviews are downloadable. In fact, I noticed Rhyme Scheme, he motivated himself and, you know, he used his images and, you know, he, you know, mixed in with his interview, his live interview. You know, put that on YouTube and on his site. You know, take pride in your interviews. I mean, you know, definitely download them and sport them. All right, well, Miss V, she can get on out of here. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @BWDRadio_. Or you can stop by. You know, it's just a like. You know, just a like, BWD Radio, as well as BWD Magazine, both on Twitter and Facebook. Also, BWD Promotions on Twitter, all right? As well as Instagram. You know, Ms. V, you should try to keep it light. You know, some light humor. You know, it's not all promo. You know, I like to network. So it is what it is. So anyways, I'm going to leave on out here with my boy, Rhyme Scheme, Business Over Pleasure. Ms. V, same BWD day, same BWD time next Thursday. Ms. V, she out.
Yeah. Young Noble Outlaw. Rhyme Scheme. Get money, motherfucker, fame. Keep your third eye open, young, and watch the game. All my verses like crack, lyrical cocaine. You're now rocking with the best, best. Noble and Cobain, in the role, what a movement. Outlaw gang, this is more than just music. It numbs the pain. Say my flow is like heroin. Shoot it in your veins, just a runaway slave trying to break the chain. Rappers sell they soul for a car and a chain. All I got is my word, my balls and my name. And this fire in my heart causes me to spit flame. Run prone now, man, I don't play no game. Niggas want change, but nobody wanna change. From the cradle to the grave, trapped in the maze. Feeling like it's up against everybody. God on my side, tell me who can stop me.
Money over, did I be getting to it? With the units in the kitchen, how you do it? I stay getting to the cheddar. It's business before pleasant. Rhyme scheming, young noble. Send them through the postal, getting that money global. Zero bucks giving out wet it. It's business before pleasure.
Get busy in the business like a marketing plan. 100 G's in advance just for taking a chance. Out in California, feeling life's pocket is prime. 7 years on the grind, just serving these rhymes. A young outlaw, banned from the industry. Your industry, the game must be a mind. Cause I know y'all niggas killing me with all of that bullshit. Feeling like a preacher at the pulpit. These lyrics I'ma pull quick out the chamber. Ready for action when it's danger. But I'm about my business, so this pen is to this paper. Gotta bring it back. Slanging these verses like crack. Rhyme scheme is hip hop. The return of the boom bap. We got business transactions like a stock exchange. All eyes on me when I'm out in the rain. Flow like surgery, how I'm bringing the pain. And in this rap game, they remember my name. Rhyme Scheme.
Money over, I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen, how I drink it, do it. I stay getting to the cheddar. Business before pleasure. Rhyme Scheme and Young Noble. Send them through the postal, getting that money global. Giving out wedding.
this business before pleasure. And I'm ready to bomb first, and Yuck still got five on it. And if it's beefing, I'ma ride on it. But I'm about my business, so I keep it to myself. Keep my eyes on the green, cause it's all about the wealth. Stacking paper like confetti, if you broke, you ain't ready. But I ain't trying to make it rain like somebody broke a levee. I'm all about these rhymes, concepts that be heavy. Rhyme schemes and metaphors, I have your girl up in the telly. But never that, pleasure will get you sidetracked. Especially when you want a mission for them greenbacks. I done seen it all, the rise and fall, hearts and men turn. All about the green paper, cause it's money to burn. Never learn from the shit that they see, it's all a dream. Either this rap shoot, or they serving them fiends. Whatever your hustle is, baby, stack that cheddar. But what it's all for, is it business or pleasure?
Money over bitches, I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen hiding. I stay getting to the cheddar, nigga. Business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming young noble, send them through the postal, getting that money global. Zero giving out wedding. Business before pleasure, nerd. Rhyme scheming young noble, getting to it. Rhyme scheming young noble, nerd. Do it,
do it.